So,
well, fuck, I fucked it up.
Was that you pressing the start button?
Yeah, no, I messed it up right away.
Well, that's fine.
I know. There you go.
Aw, shh. Don't.
I'll edit that bit out.
Don't shush me right
don't
off
shush
the top.
Me off the top. We'll just don't talk all the way over the song, Mike, because I put a song on.
So far, Phil, you're the one talking over the song.
No, I think you'll find you're talking.
Well, now I was. Now you're I was responding to you.
You told your mother on the phone just now you're going to have to do a nice podcast. Because you've been so horribly racist tonight about
me talking
in the past
with my mother.
Well, that's nice.
She was upset about you calling me a racist.
I put this, well, so she should be worried about you. I put the song on to make her feel better.
Ah,
and now you're just talking.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Now you're just talking.
No, no, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry.
No, fuck, screw it. Okay. Hi, welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot, the happy. This is the friendly show.
No, no,
fine.
Phil,
I can be
Phil,
friendly.
Really,
I'm being.
Honestly, I apologize. Let's do it again. We'll start right from the beginning.
No, we do this joke all the time. It's not fun.
Fuck you! You tell me about the joke all the time. This whole thing with the Somalians is the same joke all the time. Just because I said there's Zulus in Harlem.
We haven't.
You
said,
think that's a racist thing?
You're talking over the song again. I haven't done the zoo.
You're talking more.
I didn't.
You're talking more.
No,
than
you're
me.
Talking more. You're pointing out. It's the only thing that there's just
too little of what the world needs. I don't think the world right now really needs you.
Zen. Sweet Zen.
No, I don't. I don't think the world needs love. I think people. How are you supposed to love your neighbor? That whole thing. Love is a pretty intense emotion.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should tolerate. What the world needs now is tolerance.
Imagine if you loved your neighbor, you'd be sending them text messages every time you leave your work. I'm
yeah,
coming
obsessively.
Home. I'm really
are
home.
You? My God.
What were you doing tonight?
Have you put the inflato pool in the backyard?
What's wrong with you?
Fam, we love you. We love you. We love you.
I forgot my birthday again.
We love you. No, what the world needs right now is just shut up. That's what the world, just relax.
That's true.
Tolerance.
That's true.
A little tolerance.
It'd be easier just to like things.
What the world needs now is
like,
sweet like.
That's the one.
We'll work on it. Yeah. We've got this. We've got a whole.
We'll send it to Bert. We'll get him to put it together.
Humperdinck? Bacharach.
Bacharach.
Humperdinck. I always throw Humperdinck in when I can't remember.
You called Humperdinck Bert? You
no,
were that
I,
close
no,
to him?
No, it's Bert.
I called him Engie.
Engie
Humperdinck.
I like what. on all in the Family? When Archie says, you know, the singer. What's his dink? What's his dink?
What's his dink?
Engelbert, what's his dink?
That's just a great way of being able to say the word dink on TV.
Of course.
Great.
You're hiding it in a name.
Yeah. We should maybe change the name of this show to Zen with What's His Dink.
All right, let's do it, and then we'll start off with the song again.
What?
No, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, but what the world needs now? And then we'll just yell like.
I'm waiting for you to stop talking. You know he plays that note with his nose, right?
And no particular place to go. Oh, sorry, I got two episodes mixed up.
Is dink.
Is like, just like.
Oh, right, sorry.
It's the only thing that. No, it doesn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, turn it off.
You know,
I'm sorry,
Jack,
my fault.
It's such a lame joke that we keep doing it, that I'm concerned. As the numbers
first off,
you know what? Even the Somalians
aren't
listening to the show anymore.
The Somalians, it was a mistake to begin with.
No.
I think our new our new listenership is the Zulu population in Harlem.
No, Mike, let it go.
No.
Let it go.
You know how proud the Zulus are?
Let it go.
How amazingly proud and resilient.
Have you seen the movie Zulu? Have you seen that?
Yeah, but that's more like the white guy side of it. I'd like to see the Zulu version of Zulu.
That's a great idea.
Kick these fuckers up.
Okay, I'll erase this. We'll make that movie.
What?
We put this out. Someone will steal that idea. That's a great idea.
The Zulu nation.
I know.
You know, they saluted.
I know.
They could have killed him. Should
have.
They didn't.
Would have, could have, should have.
Would have, could have, should have.
That's the chief's name.
That's right. It's
I'm
a racist.
That's a joke.
Is it a joke? It's bullshit. I saw it in your eyes.
It was a joke.
Racist motherfucker.
No, that was just a joke.
No.
A joke is obvious.
Blah, blah, blah.
What
You made it. You don't even know what Zulu chiefs sound like. You don't even know what they. It could be so much more glorious. You know, like some chief.
Well, I didn't say it. I didn't say
Zulu chief. Like you mean it like that?
Don't do the voice.
I did the voice.
I didn't. I was just saying.
Statman Crothers was a Zulu.
Was he?
No.
He might have been.
Maybe part Zulu. You know, did I tell you about the missus?
You know, you could shoot a football. You could shoot a football between his knees. Did you know that?
What, Scatman Crothers?
Yeah.
Well, he used
it's
to break.
It's a quadrivial pursuit question.
He used to break cows.
Break cows.
Yeah, where he
what,
worked.
What,
like? We don't know. Cows are a little unruly.
Are
and
they?
And Scatman Crothers was a cow breaker.
Oh, man, this is the.
But it is true.
It's all true.
The world does need a little more light.
The world needs. Well, jokes. That's what it needs.
But when love is good enough. But sweet love, that's coming.
That's dirty.
That's coming.
That's dirty.
That's
love.
Coming. That's coming. That's coming.
Cummy love.
Love.
Well, you're,
I think it's, that's
it's,
what I.
It's
I
get, sweet if you eat a pineapple or something. Did you know that?
What?
It's if you eat pineapple or fruit
during sex.
No, before.
I'd find that
it
more.
It makes your
annoying.
Makes your your semen taste.
My first girlfriend said something about carrots.
Yeah.
I think she said I tasted like carrots.
I was told I'd taste like Tutti Frutti.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry that I let that out.
No.
No, you leave everything on the couch smells of fruit.
Yes, I'm making my very own special chia pudding with chia seeds and my Tutti Frutti.
See how you just faded off there?
That I didn't do anything.
You didn't do it.
I'm just trying to have fun, Mike. You know, it's time to have a laugh.
This has been
The other thing is we normally reminisce at this point.
All right, what do you want to reminisce about?
Well, I don't know.
Remember when are we reminiscing about how we used to reminisce? Yes. Was that what you said?
We used to
normally
reminisce.
Now,
yeah.
Remember last time
we
used to reminisce around this time. That's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing.
This is ridiculous.
No. It's a mirror. I'm a mirror for you.
A mirror.
Yeah.
In what way?
Because I'm everything that you would like to be.
Oh man, you're a shitty mirror.
No, exactly.
You're like maybe a sink. You know the place I
like at least a stainless steel sink.
You know, one of those prison mirrors.
I don't know.
You've never seen a prison film.
I've seen prison films. I've never seen.
No, you don't see them shaving in front of the stainless steel because you can't break a glass mirror right. In prison.
That's right, Mike. Yeah, that's right. Because it becomes a weapon. I know what you're all about.
Everything's a weapon in prison.
Yeah, except your wit.
An attitude can kill a man in prison.
Where's that from?
I just made it up.
Oh wow, that's great. Let's put that in the movie.
Well, that's
maybe
why
I'm one of the guys.
This is why I'm now taking a little adventure into voiceover work for moments like, and I'll kill you with my hand next week on. That's what I should work on.
You had one voiceover playing a meatball sandwich.
No,
and now you're the movie guy.
It was burnt ends. It was not a meatball sandwich.
You went through one voiceover audition for the summer.
It was burnt ends, and I played it. When you listened to me talk, you went, "My God, if my sandwich could talk to me, it would sound like Walmart."
You're saying
I was better than the last sandwich.
You're saying your voice.
The guy there,
sounds
the
like
producer fella, said
burnt ends.
Already.
You said,
Michael. He said
your voice.
You are
sounds
better
like
than the other
burnt
sandwich
ends.
Impersonator
that's
man.
Burnt ends. That's your voice.
Burnt ends. Subway burnt end.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's gonna be. It's gonna change my whole life. If I get it.
Yeah, man.
If I get it, that'll
shut the missus up
for at least a week.
Yeah. You might even be able to
go national. I don't know what commercials are, but they say stuff like that.
They don't
guys that do commercials. If this goes national,
yeah, but they don't.
I'm gonna buy myself a something.
But in this country, all TV is national now.
Well, this nation is very small. We're in Britain.
It doesn't actually matter the size of it. It's not like there's not on a cable, Mike. It's all plugged in
their
radio somewhere in White City.
5 million people listen to a radio. I did a radio show. 5 million.
What are you auditioning for something today?
In Canada.
I do voiceovers. I did a radio show last week. I did the Royal Albert
Canada,
Hall. What have you been up to, Phil?
When they landed on the moon. Nothing, right, Phil? When they landed on the moon. maybe 5 million Canadians watched.
What's that smell? Oh, burnt ends. Can you have
no, no, you say it wrong. Burnt. Hold on.
Is
remember.
This the character? Is this
ready,
the character?
Ready?
Okay.
It was down and a whisper, because I was the subconscious of a meat-buying submarine sandwich fella. And he was buying, he was worried that he couldn't say the beef burnt ends.
You,
and I.
Do you know this? I, what?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
I'm coming.
What time is that?
Hello? Hey, hello? Hi, that was fast. How are you? Just making my money. Okay.
This is, okay, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
Hold on.
He's ordered.
I ordered food.
He's ordered Thai food. He's now going to get his Thai food. Ladies and gentlemen, let him go. He's going. We're going to. So now it's just time for me to talk to you. And I love Phil, as we all do. But I think he's slowing the show down. Don't you think?
Okay.
Do you really think? Okay, he's coming back.
But you stopped talking.
No, I didn't.
You just left.
No.
You just left dead air.
I talked. No.
This
Trust
is
me, this it
gonna,
wasn't dead.
This is going to be your...
I had a little chat. You'll hear it later in editing.
No.
I said... I'll be honest with you. I said, I think you're slowing the show down.
Who is?
You are.
It's your show. I'm just a tech guy.
It's your show.
I'm just a tech guy.
What's your pretend name again?
It's not a pretend name. My name is Phil Watkinson. It's on my passport. Ew. What's that sound? Oh,
that's wine. We're drinking wine.
Yeah, you're.
We peaked at 10. This is bullshit.
No, no. An order came. Food or we were rocking it.
Fucking.
No,
hit
no.
That
you
door
were
hard.
You were rocking it with your burnt end shit.
Oh, you should have saw me a whole hour.
Yeah, man.
Dedicated.
Your mother is going to be so
dedicated.
Happy with it. Your mother's
hey,
going
to
love.
Hey,
what?
Don't bring my mother.
You told her you're doing voiceover. She's going to go. He's doing voiceovers now.
She doesn't know
for
what that
Subway
means.
Sandwich. She's doing.
She doesn't know what Subway sandwich. What is this? Is some kind of sandwich eating a Subway? Is this an underground sandwich? I don't. Phil, don't call my son a racist.
See, with characters
That's
like that,
I hear.
Characters like that, you're going to get a lot of voiceover work. You
should do thanks, Phil.
You know, yeah,
thanks.
You're welcome.
Real, no, I need this from you.
You know what?
Normally, I think you don't like me, but that is
how
my...
would you? Why would you think
possibly?
I don't like? Why would you ever think I don't like Mike? Why? What? Because I turned the heating off in your room.
In my room, where I sleep, you turn the heat off in my room and charge me half a month's rent when there's three of us here.
Is this what really?
What am I?
Well. Hi, people listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. This is probably the most exciting episode we've done so far. Now that Mike's had a little chat with you,
really?
we hope that you. What does Zen actually mean to you?
Again, from episode one till now, I have no fucking clue.
Well, let's talk about it.
I think there is no Zen.
I think
that's something hippies do. This is a tragic fucking evil world.
I had an idea.
We live in a. It's. We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. There's no Zen. There's no Zen.
Oh
Phil.
No! You can't. That's the end of our podcast.
Oh, thank Christ.
No, we haven't done enough time.
Ah, shit. We gotta keep going. That would have been a great closer.
Well, we'll say it again later.
Oh, what? No, I don't want to do it just in editing. I don't want to get it. Don't, Mike.
Well,
it in
excuse
editing.
Me. Like you do the editing. Yes, whatever, Mike.
What were those three noises you made there?
It was
what
me.
Was that? You said cluck. I heard you cluck like a chicken.
I have a clinical stutter, Mike. I have a clinical stutter. You're making fun of me.
Yes.
You're making fun of my
people that stutter
aren't
born to be made fun of.
I have disability.
And if you're sputtering and you're out there listening,
sputtering.
You're funny.
No, wasn't
you're
sputtering.
Funny. You're God's comedians.
Oh, yeah. You should hear me sing.
Like midgets.
You're not allowed to say midget.
Midget
anymore.
Zulus? Zulu midgets in Somalia? Especially the fag ones.
I don't think we...
The fag Zulu midgets in...
Your very own mother said, do a nice podcast.
No, she doesn't listen. Just don't say shit to get me killed.
I'm not getting...
Everyone
you're,
listening.
You're saying the stuff...
three people...
You're going to get shot by a little Zulu guy.
The only person...
A small gay Zulu man is going to take you out.
Is you.
I will not be surprised to hear, oh, Mike, do you hear about Mike? You got rubbed out by some small Zulu guy.
Like, there are no small Zulu guys.
How do you know that?
Because they're all big. That's what makes them Zulus. They're huge fucking warriors.
I know, but there might be...
You don't even know.
No, they might have... They must have dwarfism.
Yeah, well, yeah. They do, but they don't put them out front. They're more in the accounting department. Like, Jews!
We were in so much trouble. You know what? I'm putting this out. I don't care.
No, put it out. Just don't tell everyone Mike's an anti-Semite racist. Just say, hey, Mike's out of control. That's good.
Well, yeah, this is out of control. You're not out of control. Mike, this is, I think we should start again.
I think we should rethink the whole podcast. Rethink.
Recast.
In order to rethink, you had to originally think. This has never been thought.
You're just picking on me for no reason.
Can we go?
And your mother said, I see what it is. She's ganged up with you and gone, tell that young fella to make a nice one. And then I started off being nice. I'm trying to be nice. And you're just going, bam, 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 bam. And like, I don't like it, Mike. I don't like it.
None of that made sense, Phil.
It did make sense.
You didn't even use words for most of that. You went bam, 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 bam.
You're not making
any point. Go back to the song.
Nope.
Just go
what
back
song?
To What the World Needs Now.
Why?
Because doesn't work. That's what the world needs now.
It doesn't.
You don't even know what you're doing.
I do know.
You got blue hair, Phil. You're in your 50s and you got blue hair.
I've got hair, Mike.
So do I.
Yeah, on your back.
So do I. And on my
head. You got a full head of hair on your back.
Full head of hair on my front and back.
In fact, you do, actually. You are a hirsute man.
I'm a gorilla.
Are you?
Let's start at the end.
Oh, boring. It's boring.